So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about sharing. I've got a PowerPoint up with 3 points, okay? So you can count these points as we go through. It's going to be quite quick because I need a toilet, actually, so we're going to fire through this. give us a minute. No. Point number one, we're going to talk about how Jesus shares what's ours. Point number two, we're going to talk about how Jesus shares what's his. And point number three, we're going to talk about how we can share with others. Here we go. So before we begin, I'm going to watch a video clip. I don't know if you've seen this video before. It's about two runners called the Brownlee Brothers. And they were doing like a marathon. And one of them, called Johnny, looks like he's in first place in the run. But a bit before he gets to the finish line, we'll see what happens if you watch the screen.
Johnny has to win and to be sure of taking the title. And right now he seems to have lost control of his legs. And this is worrying. Oh, and he's starting to slow. And there is a little way to go. There's half a K to go. And Johnny is running out of time and is losing. He's losing his sense of direction. This is worrying. Oh, goodness me. This is a horrible sight. Jonathan Brownlee has lost it now and has staggered to a stop at the side of the course. And Alistair's stopped to help him along. And Alistair is going to try and carry his brother home. Dramatic scenes in Cozumel as the Olympic champion carries his younger brother towards the podium.
Oh my God, I cannot believe what we are seeing here, Matt. Is this allowed? Is he allowed to help his brother? You know, is that part of the rules? I'm not too sure. We've never seen anything like this before.
Unbelievable scenes. Unbelievable scenes in Cozumel. The Brownlee brothers arm in arm, but it's not by way of celebration. Henry Schoeman's celebrating. He's going to win this race in Cozumel out of nowhere. But we have to be concerned about the health of Jonathan Brownlee. And they're not even on the final stretch yet. Schoeman wins in Cozumel. The brothers are coming home arm in arm to finish in second and third. But Johnny can hardly stand. And Alistair is having to drag him across the line and pushing him home for second. Johnny finishes in second. Goodness me. What an incredible conclusion here in Cozumel. I've never seen anything like that anywhere in world sport.
There we go, the Brownlee brothers. So what happened in that video? What happened in that video? Johnny was, he was coming first, wasn't he? But what happened? What went wrong? Who can tell me? Eli's put his hand up. No one else. Go on, Eli. What happened? What went wrong? He got too tired. What would have happened if his brother hadn't turned up? Anyone? He would have stopped. He would have collapsed, wouldn't he? I wanted to show this morning because I think this is a beautiful picture of what Jesus did for us at Easter. This man, Johnny's running a marathon and he runs out of energy. He's got nothing left in his body that he can give. He's done. With hundreds of meters to go, he's reached his limit and he's given all that he's got within him. And all that he's got within him is not enough to cross the finish line. All the energy, all the training he's put in, it wasn't enough to get him across the finish line. I think me and you are a little bit like Johnny in that video. We were created with a purpose to give. We were created for God's glory, to live and love in the presence of God all the days of our lives. The Bible said to be blameless, to be good. But we do not have what it takes to get there. The story all through the Bible is people trying with all their might to get there, to be good, to be perfect, to love God. But we have sin. Everyone say sin. Sin is like a burden, isn't it? It's like a burden. But instead of it being an inconvenience in your pocket, it stops us from ever reaching God. It stops us from ever reaching a symbolic finish line, doesn't it? And in the clip, Johnny's brother, Alistair, comes alongside him and he grabs hold of him and he carries him across the finish line. The wonderful good news of Easter is that Jesus comes alongside us. He comes close by and he takes that awful burden called sin and he carries us to the presence of God. You and I cannot please God. We cannot see God. We cannot love God by ourselves. We do not have it in us. But Jesus does. And he comes and he makes a way by taking all our sin upon himself. The cross that we look to at Easter is Jesus sharing our sin. It is not his, it is all ours. Yet he took it upon himself so we could be with God. Let me read this verse here. There's like three different ones. I'm trying to pick the best one. In Isaiah it says, "Yet it was our weaknesses that he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us like sheep have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all." Jesus shares our burdens. I wonder if any of you would relate to this if you've had small children before. The feeling of being in the kitchen and opening the packet of crisps as quietly as you possibly can. Because you know, if they hear that noise, what will they do? They'll come running and they'll say, "Share? Share?" I think there's another type of sharing here. When one person has something amazing and the other person has nothing, and all of a sudden sharing looks like, give me some, doesn't it? Well, the sharing, the next one please, what Jesus shares with us. The sharing of Jesus is not just about what he takes from us, but is also about what he gives to us. Although Jesus takes from us what is awful and what is painful, what he gives to us is glorious and beautiful. The Bible says that Jesus gives us his righteousness. Everyone say righteousness. Righteousness. Jesus lived a perfect life. He always, in every way, at all times, did what was right. In thought, in word, and in deed. He chose the right thing every time. That is called righteous. Everyone say righteous. Righteous. And that is like a medal, or it's like a coat that Jesus carries and then he gives to us. And this coat, it is this coat that allows us to come into the presence of God from now and forever. It is this coat that allows God to look at us even when we've messed up, even when we don't choose what is right. He looks at us and he says, "You are my child and we can be together forever." So, I think we should do that now. Jesus died and rose again for yours and my sin. And we choose to remember that every week when we take communion. So what we're going to do now is we're going to have a time of communion. If the band want to come up and the servers want to come up, I'm going to say a prayer. I'm going to remember that right now by doing communion. Let us bring our sin to Jesus. Everyone say sin. And he offers us his righteousness in return. Everyone say righteous. Can we pray whilst these guys are getting ready? Let's close our eyes and put our hands together if you want to. Thank you, Jesus. We remember at Easter time what you did for us on the cross. That you take all our sin all our suffering, all our shame, all our guilt. You take it. You say, give it to me. And in return, you offer us righteousness and glory and peace and life forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.